Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Good to see all of you gathered here this morning. It doesn't feel good to feel left out, does it? I had that experience yesterday. I was going to the bank and just missed the time to go in. Actually, it was Friday. And it just said, we're closed, and just missed it by 15 minutes. And oh, to be left on the outside, not able to do what I wanted to do. We experience that all the time in our lives, whether it be an application that we turn in, whether it be some team that we want to join. So often we're found to be wanting, left on the outside. Well, the good news is when you read the Bible, there are lots of stories about people being left on the outside. And time again, God's message is, you can be brought in. There's a place for you. And we want every member to know here at Peace Lutheran Church that there is a place for you here at this church, that God creates a special place for you to dine with him, to be with him, to receive his forgiveness. And today we take in that message again as we hear from Ephesians chapter 2, and as we also participate in Holy Communion, receiving the gifts of the Lord. Everyone has a seat at the table. As we begin this morning, I want to give a welcome to you, but also those that are tuning in with us online this morning. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. We're glad that you've joined us for worship today. Just a couple announcements before we begin. One is a special announcement about our administrative assistant position. You may have heard a couple months ago that Callie was transitioning away from that position into a new position at San Yam Christian School. That's going to happen next month. She shared that in one of the newsletters. I think it was a July newsletter. Well, with a team that assembled to look at the position and then also to seek out applicants, we have hired a new administrative assistant at Peace Lutheran Church. That person is Dan Dusick. And so Dan's here this morning. You can speak to Dan about that. We're excited to bring him on board here at Peace. That transition is going to happen here in the next month. Just wanted to share that here this morning. We'll give more details in the newsletters coming up. So just wanted to let everyone know publicly that has happened this last week. Also, just a note about the health and safety protocols here at Peace Lutheran Church so that we're all on the same page. There's a proposal to the council this week. It'll get discussed at the council meeting on Tuesday. The proposal is that as of right now, this has been approved by the hygiene team. Masks are recommended, not required, at Peace Lutheran. So it's really up to you as the proposal, and so we're operating that way this morning. We are going to continue holding off on collecting the offering, passing the plate quite yet, so you'll know at the end of the service, note that you'll be ushered out, and the plate is on the way out the door. And then also, we're still going to practice communion right where we're seated. We'll commune all together at the same moment. We're going to keep doing that a little while longer. And so at the end of service, again, as you exit, there will be a container, a bin for you to place your empty communion package for worship this morning. Just wanted to make that clear. Other announcements to share. I know we have some special visitors with us this morning, and I got Dan and Nancy's permission for them to share their guest. Nancy came up to me. Nancy, do you want to introduce the special guest?
Yeah, I would love to. I would like to introduce all of you to our house guest and friend, Bernard Jerkowski. We have been friends for decades, and many of you prayed for his deceased wife, Sandy, in her battle with cancer. He's visiting us for about 10 days, and so I know that all of you will give him a warm, peace welcome.
Absolutely.
Nice to have you here with us this morning. All right, the worship for us is in the form of a bulletin that you should have gotten coming in from our ushers. You can also follow along also with what's projected in front of you as well. God's peace be with you, and really a theme that covers this service is the idea of peace, that we every person can have a seat at God's table. May we experience that, understand it with our heads, but really feel it, experience it with the words that we share and the songs we sing today. We begin with that special song, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. Please rise.